Ogham woke to the rough prodding of Mrs. Stone's staff. "Time to get up. The day must begin with energy. Up, up." She gave him another jab for good measure. "Your new robe is on the dresser. I have also mended your turn shoes. Dress and join me outside." She departed while he clambered out of bed. He grimaced upon spying the robe, a hideous burgundy with mismatching patches, torn hood, and belt made of frayed rope. After putting it on, he discovered it one size too big, itchy, and dusty. Nonetheless, he slipped on his shoes and hurried through the front door, only to gasp at what he saw. Mrs. Stone's cave was high up on the side of a mountain. Sharp morning sun shone from behind, casting a gargantuan pyramidal shadow westward. Occasional clouds broke up an azure sky, wispy remnants of the storm. It was windy, and the air had the sharp smell of winter. Wet boulders peaked around the lip of the cave entrance. A tiny stream trickled nearby. Wild grasses, brush, and scree dotted the mountain below. Near the bottom, the shrubbery graduated to a great forest extending west as far as the eye could see. From where they stood, he noticed that the mountain straddled where the forest met the tallows. Soon as he glimpsed that yellow grass, however, his stomach began churning, and he had to look away. Mrs. Stone inhaled deeply while scanning the horizon. "Quite the view, is it not?" She seemed taller, younger, firmly holding her staff rather than leaning on it for support. Her long hair hung in a braided silver ponytail down to her waist. Her robe billowed in the wind, glittering even in the shadow of the mountain. "No one can see this cave, not unless I give them permission." She placed her gaze upon him. "Are you ready for your first test?" He braved a look north at the tallows. Thankfully, the nausea was gone. "I am, Mrs. Stone." He was more than ready. He was excited. "Very well." She raised a professorial finger. "Understand the following. Spellcasting is like traversing through a thick forest. At first, there is no path, and you have to make one. After, the more you tread on this path, the clearer it becomes. This is the first principle. Do you understand?"
I think so, Mrs. Stone."
"We shall see."